Leave your drone at home if you want to see the Pope traveling through New York, Philadelphia, or Washington next week. As a security precaution, the FAA is restricting use of unmanned aircraft during the papal visit. For the rest of the country, well, the FAA came out this summer with new standards for model aircraft drone operators to keep the machines away from airports. They also restrict how high they can fly. But those rules are lenient enough that farmers are starting to use drone technology in their work. From Bay City, Texas, Brenda Salinas reports.
In a rice field an hour southwest of Houston, farmer Scott Savage is driving an enormous piece of farming machinery. It's like a tractor on steroids. I'm just over 5 feet, and the top of my head barely reaches the top of the wheel's front tire.
We are in a Claas Lexion combine right now. We're harvesting some organic Tex Mahdi rice.
Rice is an irrigated crop. The amount of water on the field has to be constantly monitored. Farming has become increasingly high-tech, but Savage says some things still need to be done by humans.
During the growing season, which is about 90 to 120 days, we do come to the field once, possibly twice a day, and check on the water on the crop, because of course rice is a flood irrigated crop, so we don't want to waste, we want to be mindful of water, so we're always concerned where the water is in the field, and that is, it's manual labor, it's walking the fields.
And that's where drones come in. For farmers like Savage, they're game changers. Savage climbs out of his combine and test drives his drone.
When I first started hearing about little small RC drones, I can't remember how many years ago, it was like, drones? What is a drone? It's just crazy.
The drone is about the size of a briefcase. It has four propellers on each leg that lift it 100 feet off the ground and let Savage inspect his fields from the drone's point of view.
The aerial view is so much easier versus walking the fields and actually looking at it. Something that could take an hour. This is a 90-acre block. If one person would check it and you had to walk it without any type of foil or anything, it'd probably take you a good 30, 45 minutes to walk around it. Well, if you have a drone, you could check it in a matter of 10 minutes. Fly over the field, download the data to your iPad, and do that a couple times a day, and you would never have to actually step foot in the field.
Agriculture, when it comes right down to it, is very high-tech, very technologically advanced.
That's Gene Hall. He works with the Texas Farm Bureau. He says there's one thing that has farmers across the country buzzing.
All of the farm organizations are having drone pioneers speak to the various meetings that we have around the state. This technology interests a whole lot of farmers and ranchers.
Hall says right now only a dozen or so drones are inspecting fields in Texas, but that's about to change.
You could put a drone in the air and you could check your cows, you could count them, you could determine those that were having trouble having a calf. A lot of different things that you could figure out from the air without actually having to go out there, and if you have a large operation, to incur the cost of physically being present all the time.
And while there are new federal rules for unmanned aircraft systems, farmer Scott Savage says the regulations are pretty lax when it comes to agriculture. Next season, Savage says he plans to use a drone to survey his crops, not only during the harvest, but during the growing season as well. He says a farmer can't go wrong using one. For Here and Now, I'm Brenda Salinas in Bay City, Texas.